This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42.
Puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan.
What up?
Welcome to Fresh Ball Fall. It's the season of pumpkin spice and making sure your crotch looks nice. That means sipping cider in a fall breeze and using Manscaped products to trim your balls with ease. That's right. Today's show is brought to you by Manscaped, a company here to make sure that your foliage isn't the only thing shedding its excess weeds. Heck, even Mother Nature knows it's time to lose the excess clutter for fall. Join the 6 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and use the free shipping code K100. So you want to know about Manscaped? Because this is one of our favorite products we've been promoting for a long time. Whether you're brand new or already with us at Manscaped, you use the crown jewel of care for your family jewels, the Platinum Package 4.0. This is a great product. With this glorious package, you can line your entire hygiene routine all in one swoop. Inside the 10-part Platinum Package is everything you know and love about the Performance Package Plus, some shower goodies included to elevate your grooming game to platinum level, the Lawnmower 4.0 body trimmer, that's my favorite product, and Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer feature proprietary advanced skin safe technology to protect your delicate parts and holes. Both are waterproof, so you can keep scaping even as the weather's changing and use it in the shower. In addition to shaving, you can now completely upgrade your shower routine with the Ultra Premium Body Wash and Ultra Premium 2-in-1 Shampoo Plus Conditioner. You'll have your skin and hair feeling hydrated and smelling fresh. And don't forget to apply the aluminum-free Ultra Premium Deodorant. And don't worry, it's not pumpkin spice. It's a cologne-quality fragrance to make it smell good. But we shouldn't save a signature scent for our pits. Use the Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Ball Toner to make sure your go-to smell is top shelf and not sweaty balls. Manscaped even threw in 2 free gifts to their Platinum Package 4.0. The Manscaped Boxers, which are fantastic. They're like silky smooth. And the Shed Travel Bag. It's an awesome travel bag. You can put in like whatever you travel. Put everything in there. Works great. And both are specially made to hold your goodies. Get the Platinum Package this fall. These products are guaranteed to be hits for your dangly bits. I love the rhymes. So go to manscaped.com and get 20% for free shipping with the code K100. That's 20% off.com with free shipping at manscaped.com when you use code K100. Manscaped. Clear out the leaves. It's your tree trunk's time to shine.
You know, we can't put over this product enough. All three of us use it. It's our best-selling product. The thing's incredible. I mean, they market it just for your nether regions, but you can use it for your face, under your arms, on your head, on your chest. Everybody shaves except German women, nothing. So women can use it too. The deodorant is great. The leather back is the, and bro, we're not just trying to hawk this. We use this. This thing is excellent. You know, it's aerodynamic shape. It's got a light on in case you're shaving in the dark. It's waterproof. Their briefs, without a doubt, are the most comfortable I've ever worn, and they come free. They've got a nose clipper, hair clipper. I mean, they bring everything, bro. I mean, if you want to stay groomed, stay clean for your significant other, check out Manscaped. Boom. So, yo, we're back with K100 Talks. We got a special guest here, a boy from London Town, Billy Body. What it do? And Disco, let people know the topic.
Yeah. So this is interesting because, like, there's a lot of, like, legendary athletes that we've grown up with and been part of our lives for, like, a long time. Like, you know, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, they're both kind of having down years and slumps. But, like, what's going on over in England, and Billy's very close to this, Cristiano Ronaldo is on Manchester United, and he hasn't been playing that much with the new coach, okay? And yesterday they won 2-0, but before the game was over, he walked off the pitch because he didn't play, and he left the stadium before the game was over. And Billy, to tell us, what is – because I see Piers Morgan, like, he's a big Ronaldo fan, like, they're friends, and he's tweeting, you know, Ten Hag is being disrespectful. He's the greatest footballer of all time. What way to treat? But, like, what is the general feeling? Because you're a huge Man U supporter. You do a podcast on them every week. What's going on with this one? Are the fans split on this, or what's going on? This is interesting. No,
we're not split on it. Like, he's completely wrong. Ronaldo is. He's taken focus away from the team. He's not entitled to play. There's a downturn in results and performances in every game that he's appeared in this season. We drew 0-0 at the weekend against Newcastle. He came on when we beat Everton, yes. And then we had two European games because he's been allowed to play in the Europa League. And we've scraped through against teams from Cyprus and whatnot. So, yeah, there's a massive downturn in the way we play. Also, stylistically, the way we play, we're trying to play like a fast-paced style. We're trying to press the ball so that the defence can't play, so the defence, you know, get trapped. The way that the football is played at the moment is the heavy press means that you need to win the ball back as quickly as possible. Usually teams aim to win the ball back within 7 seconds of losing possession. He can't play that. He's in the bottom 1% in the world for attackers in terms of pressing. That's not nothing to do with goal scoring, anything like that. Right. That's where people get confused. In terms of pressing the ball, he doesn't like to run and press the ball. Maybe he...
Explain to people what pressing the ball means, because a lot of people may not know that nomenclature. Tremendous word for a Latino while on a podcast.
Excellent. Go ahead.
Sorry, what was that, Kona?
Explain to people what pressing exactly means.
Let's say the goalie has a ball on the other team. Right. Your head striker will go and attack the attack the goalie. He passes it to the, like, you're attacking them at the bottom of their defense. Like, if the goalie has a ball and he's going to kick it, you know, you go attack him, and you just attack their back line, where you attack all the defenders and the goalkeeper to try to get the ball back in the attacking zone. It's a perfect example.
It's like pass rush.
That's a good example. Let me ask a question.
But you do it as soon as the other team have possession of the ball, so you don't allow it to get to certain parts of the pitch. And the thing is, it's very much reached a point in soccer where there's two different types of style. You let teams play and have the ball, and you put as many men back. And a lot of these teams that sit back with what is called a low block, they then sign players who are super fast up front, so they catch him on the break when teams attack too much and they put too many men forward. And then you have these teams who press and they try and win the ball back as high as possible. And these are the teams that have high kilometer running stats at the end of the season, but they tend to run out of gas around about March, April time because they've been running and running and running all year.
So, question, is him not pressing due to laziness, to conditioning, to age, to him being kind of a diva, saying, I've done enough pressing, let somebody else do it? What do you think it is?
It's everything. It's the fact that he's 37 years of age,
right,
and he's not capable of pressing. It's the fact that he is capable, but not to the consistent
extent
levels
he used
that
to some, be, yeah.
Well, the thing is that pressing is new in a sense, in that you always did it, but not as heavy as you do. Not when you're trying to create 2-on-1 situations like you are now. So with Ronaldo, that wasn't the case. He was already fast when he came through. When he won his first Ballon d'Or, he did it as a winger at Man United. Over the last 3-4 years, he's developed into this centre forward, which he is now. But yeah, I mean, he's never had to play this style, and he's tended to move. You know, when he was at Juve, everything changes for him. So what we have is a lot of teams who could have pressed. Instead, they try and play to get the ball into the box. Ronaldo has become an old school number 9, which is what you do is you get the ball out wide and you try and play to him. And a lot of people like Piers Morgan, who don't know what the fuck they're talking about, say things like, oh, well, he scored the most goals last year. He scored 24 goals. Yes, but how many goals did it take away from Rashford and the rest of the whole team? Because the year before when we finished second, the goals were being equally divided around the team. Ronaldo getting 24 goals took away 20 goals from around the rest of the team. Everybody else played worse. And then obviously there was the internal stories about him getting on players about their discipline, timekeeping, diets, things of that nature. I mean, yeah, he's a super pro and whatnot when it comes to certain things, but that wasn't professional what he did yesterday. The fact is that, as Disco will tell you, last season we'd have lost all 3 of these games against Arsenal, Tottenham and Liverpool. There's no way we'd have been in a game with Liverpool last year. The aggregate scoreline of our 2 games with Liverpool last year was 9-0 to Liverpool. Not only did we beat them 2-1, but we should have been about 4-5-0 up at half time. We absolutely outplayed Liverpool. We outplayed Tottenham, who have been receiving so much praise all season about how much they've improved. And so many people said, oh, you should have got Conte as your manager. You shouldn't have waited to sack Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. You should have got Conte as your manager. Well, he got completely outclassed last night by our manager, Ten Hag, who's playing a different style of football that nobody's seen in terms of moving the ball around, pass, 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 move, 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 press, 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 which I actually said to Ten Hag today when I saw him earlier on. So, yeah, I said that to him as well.
So what do you think is going to happen with Cristiano?
Yeah, but here's my question. How is he handling this in the press and stuff? Because like, he seems like a real diva, like a big egomaniac. It's like, is he still saying the right things and stuff? Bro, because this is like, we have a lot of situations like this, you know, like boxers and stuff and thing where they're just kind of done. And some of them go out gracefully and some of them don't. You know, and like Ronaldo doing this and like bro, this is like the head story on ESPN. Like Ronaldo's legacy's tarnished. I mean, like, what's the perception? Like, is this just getting hate from everybody now for doing this?
It's not 50-50. There are going to be some. Look, at the end of the day, Piers Morgan claims to be his friend. We know Rio Ferdinand is his friend because they played together. They won the Champions League together. So all of these people are Ronaldo's personal friends that are coming out. And as you know, social media is full of sheep, and you can spin that narrative, and it will get some people on side. The real supporters know that we have not played like this for years, and we know that like last season we signed Ronaldo. Instead of going from second to first, we went from second to sixth, and it did take goals away from the team. And it also Mason Greenwood lost his place in the team, and now he's, you know, involved in this like rape allegation and whatnot. So he went off the rails. It wasn't good for him that Ronaldo came in, because one of our most talented players is now, he's not in jail, but he's on bail. So that's what ended up happening. The player that Ronaldo replaced has gone off completely off the rails. Yeah, I mean, supporters, you know, you have to support Ronaldo because he's a player that won the Champions League with United, and he's gone on to win the Ballon d'Or. But the fact is, as much as I love Ronaldo, as much as Austin loves Ronaldo, as much as, like, you know, it got Austin to want to go to more and more games and wanted to meet him and whatnot, the fact is that when Ronaldo hit his peak and won the Ballon d'Or, he wanted to go and play out his dream and go and play for Real Madrid. Real Madrid got, like, 10 of his best years, and we got 2. And we're certainly not getting his best years now. Juve certainly didn't get his best years now. And we've not improved with him. We've improved without him 100% because Ten Hag's come in, put his stamp on the team, played a way that he wants to play, and Ronaldo doesn't fit into that. You can see how much worse we look when we have to play with this static, immobile number nine who wants crosses into the box, and we don't. That style of play is dated completely.
Tony,
what up?
I get it. You want to raise your testosterone, but do any of these boosters actually work?
To tell you the truth, Disco, I don't know. I only use legacy subs, and let me tell you this: this is empirical shit. I went to get my testosterone levels done before I was using legacy subs, and it was very low. And then afterwards, it did increase, so it does work.
Yeah, TestX9 works. And don't just take legacy subs' word for it. They show you how, with links to independent studies on every single one of the 9 key ingredients. No bull, no bro science, just facts. TestX9 is an NSF-certified third-party lab tested in the USA. Level up your strength, energy, libido, and drive now with TestX9 from Legacy Sports Nutrition. If you want to really level up, go for the ultimate test deck, adding T-Assist, a pro-grade estrogen inhibitor and test enhancer, and the best-selling sleep aid, Recovery PM, the show's favorite, and see why improving your sleep is the key to unlocking your mental and physical potential. Guys, did you know that the majority of testosterone release occurs while you sleep? That's why we put this stuff together and why it really works. Stop setting for average. Go to LegacySubs.com and use the code K100 for 10% off your entire order. And if you subscribe to have it shipped every 30 days, you can still get the discount every single time. It's brought to you by 3-time world champion Nick Aldis and 10-time world champion Mickey James, who develop and use these products themselves. LegacySubs.com. Level up with Legacy, and the code is K100.
And let me tell you, we've been doing business with Nick for a while now. This is one of our most requested items. People always buy all his supplements because they work. Or if not, he would have left our show a long time ago. We use them and they work. And it's not just this testosterone. They've got stuff for your memory, for your energy, for sleeping. Go check them out at Legacy Subs. Boom.
Are you struggling to lose weight and keep it off? Tired of wasting time and money on starvation diets that lead to more frustration and stress? If there was a weight loss solution that could actually work for you, would you try it? Then head to Golo.com.
I'm Steve. I lost 138 pounds in 9 months on Golo.
I'm Amber. I've lost 128 pounds with Golo taking release.
If you're ready to take back control of your life, head to Golo.com now and see how Golo can work for you. That's Golo.com.
My sleep is way better. My inflammation has gone way down. Golo saved my life. I was way overweight. That's what sent me down the path. I wanted to make sure and live for my kid.
I have literally tried everything. I was on the verge of getting gastric bypass surgery, and I saw the Golo commercial, and it was the last thing I tried because it worked.
Join over 2 million people who have found a better way to lose weight with Golo. Your healthier and happier life begins at Golo.com. That's Golo.com. Again, Golo.com.
Tax day is coming.
Oh, no.
But if you sign up for Robinhood Gold's IRA with a 3% match, you can get up to $195 for the 2023 tax year.
Oh, yeah.
Sign up at Robinhood.com/boost by tax day to get the biggest contribution match on the market. Subscription fees apply. You know you got
the most. Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
Like, what do you think they're going to do with him? Are they going to get rid of him? Because nobody really wants him now, do they? This is like, bro, he's the best soccer player of the past 20 years, arguably speaking. But like, he's the most famous one globally. I mean, correct. I mean, we don't even really have to argue that. Like, for the past 20 years globally, he's been the face of European soccer, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing. You're buying a problem, like, as well at the same time. What you'll immediately get is your shirt sales will go through the roof. So if he goes to MLS, or if he goes to
that's what I was going to ask you. Is he going to go to MLS now? Because, like, you know, the American fans wouldn't really care. That they just mark out for him.
Yeah, he'd be able to go to MLS, and that style, in terms of, if he had players who could deliver the ball into him, then he'd be able to score goals. The way Zlatan came to that league, he was similar. He wasn't mobile. But this is the thing. Ronaldo's become this way as age has caught up. And obviously now a style is there, which is difficult for him to adapt to. Whereas,
what are they going to do with him?
I don't know what they're going to do with him, because I don't think he wants to go to the MLS. I still think he thinks he can play at top level because he scored the goals last season. There are leagues that he could play in. I think he'll end up going to Portugal and doing a season at Sporting Lisbon, which is where he started. But my friend was saying to me, you know, I was talking to a buddy today, and he was saying, oh, he's going to go to Sporting and win the league one more time. That's not easy to do. Like, Benfica this season are undefeated. They've drawn one game in their league. They've drawn two games in a Champions League, and they were both against PSG. So you think you're just going to walk into that league and win the league with Sporting Lisbon? You're not, because Benfica, who just sold Nunes to Liverpool for 85 million, couldn't believe they got 85 million, because they said, we got three or four more like him in our academy. Like, the Portuguese teams like Benfica and Porto just continue to like turn over young players.
Yo,
you
know what's so weird to me, that, you know, I remember when Ronaldo, like, everybody looked at his work ethic, his conditioning, his, you know, his top level body conditioning, you know, just as dedicated. He was looked at as a true leader. And I just think that it must be hard for a guy that when he was a little kid, he was already a prodigy, because you know his story better than I do. But, you know, he was very young into the Manchester United system, got into the 16-year-old team, really young, scored a lot of goals, you know, I mean, incredible, you know, step over, feint, trick, one-on-one. I mean, the guy was incredible. And on top of that, the guy's fucking good-looking. He's marketable as fuck. He had a lot of sponsorships. He was probably treated like a king everywhere he went, front of the line at clubs, model chicks, you know the deal. And, you know, and now people don't look at you the same, and it must be very hard on his psyche.
Let me tell you, it's this similar person went through something almost identical. It's Ric Flair.
I was going to bring that up.
You're like the top of you're looked at as the greatest performer in your business. And then, like, as your skills are waning and you're getting older and you're losing it, it's just very difficult to accept, you know, and, like, especially when you have that kind of ego.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're seeing the same thing in, like, the NFL. Like, guys like Rodgers and Brady, like, are these guys at the end of the thing, you know, they're yelling at their teammates and stuff and everything. And it's just like they're not handling, like, going into the twilight of your career kind of, like, as gracefully as you think they would. You know, like, because where Ronaldo did, nobody does it. You don't walk off. That's like Antonio Brown stuff.
That's exactly what I was going to say. You know, it's the same thing.
Yeah. Did you see it that way, Billy, kind of?
It's a weird one, because at one point I want to defend him, because in some ways I want to defend him because the way he's conducted himself, like, at the club, but other than you know, this incident, has been exemplary in terms of I go to the training ground and everything, and he's the first one in and he's the last one out.
But Billy,
Ronaldo.
Billy, let me just say one thing. When you get up and you leave, you're disrespecting the fans who paid their tickets.
Oh, 100%.
And you're disrespecting the players.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he did both. Obviously, yeah, exactly. It was an emotional move that he probably would love to take back now, but it's done.
This brings a question. When you're that great, you've had that kind of career. You've had, like, with Tom Brady and stuff. Do you get special? Are you entitled to special treatment when you're that great? Like Tom Brady, like,
if you're not helping the team, no.
Right. Like, when you disrespect the team like that, you can't say, like,
well, not only that, he's not playing good. That's what Billy's saying right now.
Right.
He goes, we're a worse team with him. So what respect do you want? I mean, yeah, your Ronaldo will respect that. But, bro, you're not producing on the field. There's somebody else that could be, and your ego's not letting him, and now you're going to get mad and walk out? That's fucking bullshit. You know, I mean, time catches up with everybody, but go ahead, Billy.
It's a shame, yeah, because of the way he's, like, in some ways, he still does conduct himself in that way. Like, we all commented on it yesterday. So we go down to Man United in the training ground. I go take my son down there. He's in first. You got to be up early because training starts at, like, 9:30 a.m. Ronaldo gets in at 8:30 a.m. Training finishes at 11:30. Ronaldo leaves at 1:30. So, like, this is the thing. He's out last. He's in first still. We made the comment yesterday. So there's this thing called the park up, and it's where the players drive their cars in and then they walk into the stadium for the game. Like, they don't come in on a team.
Now, imagine that, Disco. A star coming in an hour early and leaving 2 hours late. You don't see that too much.
No, not at all.
And here's the other thing. Like, so, as I was explaining, like, with the park up, it's where the players drive their cars in. And they have to be in at 4 p.m. for an 8 p.m. kickoff, 4 hours before kickoff. Ronaldo comes over and he signs for all the fans that are standing out there who want to see him. And you get players like Rashford, Fernandes, Sancho, all of these younger players who haven't achieved anything in the game. They walk by and the fans just are shouting out, please, please come over. And they just say no, and just wave and whatnot. Whilst Ronaldo's there, putting in 40 minutes of signatures before the game. I understand it's good for his PR and his brand and everything to be seen.
Has he always done that? Has he always done that?
He's done it every single game for the past year.
Well, he's smart, bro, because he knows that the fans is what makes you and breaks you.
That's the thing. Like, if you want to kind of defend him, it's like he's appreciative of like the fans,
right? And he gets in early, and he's getting in early, the true
professional. Which is why you kind of like it's a weird situation because, like, you know, you want to hate on him, but it's like, other than that, the guy conducts himself like very, like, more professionally than anybody at a different level than anybody else.
Yeah. The problem is his skills have eroded.
Haaland conducts himself in front of the fans. It's horrible. He's a horrible guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that, I mean, the difference is night and day. So,
right. So, what would you do, Bill? You're like, what do you think they should do with him to sum this up?
If you're hang 10.
Coming in early, staying late, and being loved by the fans, and selling shirts and everything is great. It's all good for the club and everything. But at the end of the day, if you're not delivering on the pitch, and then it becomes a case of you respond to that, and our best performance of the season is not the talking point today. The talking point is everybody wrote Man United off. Out of the top four this year, we were the sixth favorites to win the league, 40 to 1 plus 4,000. So now we've beaten three teams who are challenging for the top four, and we beat Tottenham convincingly. If you remember, Tottenham were up as the third favorites to win the league this season. Mm-hmm. We've just beaten them convincingly. We should be talking about that. Nobody's talking about that today because of him, because he's the story. He can't continue to be the story and overshadow. He's not bigger than Manchester United, so. He has to have, if he does anything else, if he does one more thing, he needs to just be gone in January. He needs to be gone in January anyway, because he doesn't want to sit there and be sub.
So is that what you would do? You'd get rid of him?
He has to. I would get rid of him in January, yeah. As much as like, and I'm a fan of his, big fan. I have his shirt up on my wall.
You sent me the video when Austin was by his car and remember? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So right. that's
a and bro, like that, I'm a big Ronaldo fan. How could you not be? The guy was a beast. I mean, him and Messi were the best two players for so many years. And you know, but your skills erode. And so, to Disco's case, because the real talking point here was, do you think that, you know, legends deserve special treatment? What do you think, Disco?
A few years ago, the first sign of like. Because I always loved Ronaldo too. You know, right. You guys have human highlight reel and stuff. But remember a couple years ago, Billy, when he was like suffering quote unquote depression because Messi beat him out for the player of the year? To me, that was like the first sign is like this guy's kind of like, you know, may go on a downward spiral here. Because that's kind of weird behavior for a grown man. How many years ago? Do you remember that, Billy?
I think it was the year that Ronaldo should have definitely won and nobody had Messi winning it.
Right.
I think that was the year. I can't remember exactly when it was. I believe it was possibly the year that Portugal won the Euros, and I think Messi still won it. I think.
But what did people think about that back then? The Ronaldo fans.
Yeah, like the Ballon d'Or has taken on a life of its own because we, you know, it's gone back. I think to just being an award that, you know, is given out, and you know, it's not. You know, if you win one Ballon d'Or in your lifetime, like that's a monumental achievement, obviously. And it's gone back to that. I think with Benzema winning it this year, there's no expectation for Benzema to repeat, right? Like it's next year, we expect it to be somebody new, Haaland, Mbappe, possibly. But with those two, it became a different thing. It didn't become about being the best player that year. It became like, if I win more Ballon d'Ors than him, I'm the best player ever. So every time one of them won it, and it was at the expense of the other, and it became a body blow to the legacy of the other one. If that makes sense,
yeah, it does.
Changed the Ballon d'Or change. Look, and the perfect example is this. Do you know that since Messi and Ronaldo started playing, and in their entire careers, only two players interrupted them two from winning the Ballon d'Or? Benzema on Monday and Luka Modric in 2018.
That would be Benzema like from Egypt?
From France.
France, yeah.
So that would be like, but like if Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers like split like 16 MVPs and only two other players won it.
Right. Yeah, because like, yeah. Ronaldo's right, won like five of those by himself.
And Messi's won a lot too. They dominated football for years.
Yeah.
You know.
So, yeah, I think Messi's won seven. Messi won seven.
Yeah.
There you go, Austin knows. So yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. So when he edged ahead, that would be 6-6 now, because you know in those debates people will say, well, Messi's won seven Ballon d'Ors and Ronaldo's won five. It swung it in Messi's favor in a debate for so many people, where I think he wanted to be clear, like a 100% clear. And now, you know, coming up to this next World Cup, it's changed to the point where a lot of people were saying, you know, whichever one of them, because neither of them have, could win the World Cup. He edges out the debate. The problem is the Portuguese, the Ronaldo sisters gone crazy about it, but they're right. A lot of the Portuguese want Leao to play from AC Milan because he's in red hot form. And Ronaldo, because he missed some chances against Spain. So even in his country, where he's the highest scorer in the whole of international football history, not just for Portugal, he's scored more international goals than anyone. His country is saying, we don't want to start with Ronaldo. So like, this is how much he's having to deal with all at once. But
so does he get a pass? Does he get a pass? Yes or no?
Would you put him on the team?
Get a pass for walking out?
Like you said, they got to get rid of him in January. But it's like, does he go gracefully or does it become like? Does he get buried?
January. I don't think that he will start another game apart from the Europa League next Thursday. If that's not too soon, I think he'll come back into the team next Thursday, and I think that'll be the last game he starts. I don't think he'll start against Sociedad away because it's too important. And he won't start any more Premier League.
But
games.
I don't think Disco answered my question to end this up. Disco, do you give legends special treatment or not?
I think you do. Because let me tell you, perfect example, okay? WCW.
Right.
Right? The guys that earned the free cars, the free hotel, your own room at the show. It's like, you know, I think at some point when you built up, what's the word I want to use? Equity in your brand. And it's at the highest level. I think you get.
But what if but that
it's not
legend,
comparable?
But what if that
it's
legend?
Not, it's not
what?
A comparison. I'll tell you why. Because in WCW or WWE, if you're selling the most T-shirts and you're selling the most tickets, right, and everybody wants to see you, which they do, because Ronaldo did sell the most tickets and he does sell the most T-shirts and his merchandise pays his own wages, right? Then you write the storybook ending. You write Ronaldo goes over every single week. He ain't going over in real life.
Okay, here's the other thing too. When you talk about the Manchester United brand, which I think is the number two global brand for a sports team behind the Dallas Cowboys in value, number three. And a lot of that wealth and equity was built up by him specifically. You know what I'm saying? So at some point, what, you know, like the guy is like, you know, it's like you get like giving Conor McGregor, like the UFC giving Conor McGregor a pass.
That's not true. That's not what true. What you just said.
No, because Billy said he only had two good years in Manchester. So he didn't really build that. They already have their own tradition.
Right. Yeah. And if anybody did that, it would be Beckham. It wasn't Ronaldo, but Ronaldo took Beckham number seven, if you recall. So, and by that time we were massive. So,
okay, so that's our K100 talks. If you got any comments, opinions, whatever, send them to the mailbags at K100.
Can I add one thing to that as well?
Yes, you could.
I just want to say, like, I don't think in the situation of. Maybe more so Matt Ryan, but definitely not for Brady and Rodgers. I don't think that they can be blamed as much in terms of their weapons have been completely taken away this season. Like Brady's whole offensive line has been out. Aaron Rodgers doesn't even have one. So
that is true.
I don't think it's the same thing.
Right. Yeah, that is true. That's a good point. And I said last week, but you weren't, we didn't do football with you, but I said Aaron Rodgers, because I saw the game against the Giants. Bro, he needs wide receivers. They need to trade for a wide fucking receiver. He has nobody to throw to. But anyways, this has been K100 Talks. Send your things to K100Questions@gmail.com, right?
Yes, sir.
Joe?
Yeah.
And I want to thank our boy from London Town, Billy Body, for checking in with us on K100 Talks. Boom.